Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com. Our guest today is Sherilyn Castleman. She's an executive coach, sales and entrepreneurship, corporate trainer, consultant, author, and speaker. Sherilyn, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you, Christopher.
I just have to ask you if you could share with our listeners, what is that pastime you like doing a lot of on a motorcycle? What's your favorite motorcycle? If you can just explain that in terms of how you explain it to me.
Oh, absolutely, Christopher. I enjoy one of my favorite pastimes right now, given the social distancing, is riding behind my husband on our Honda motorcycle. And I was supposed to get my license this year, but of course I haven't been able to. But I have test driven the Zero SRS, and I am in love with this motorcycle. Not only is it good looking, but I like it because it's comfortable. And I know it's, you know, I like it because it has a windshield. It's a beautiful blue. It is fast. It goes from 0 to 60 in under two seconds. And it's an electric motorcycle and it charges in about 90 minutes. So it is good looking. I actually look good on it and I love it. So that's one of my favorite pastimes is checking out the fall colors on the motorcycle.
So the reason why I asked you to do that, Sherilyn, is because as a sales expert and a sales consultant, if our listeners, when they listen to this and dissect this, what I hope that they have is how you communicate it. Meaning you communicate with a very clear sense of passion. You knew your product and you sold it, not because you were selling anything, but it's just based on how you said that. So I hope our listeners, this podcast is all about actionable advice you can use. And based on how you just shared that, it pains and hurts me, Sherilyn, when I meet all these people in the world that do have an inspiring story. I literally am going to write an article. I just finished it, but it's called One Shocking Truth, What I Learned from 1,000 Interviews. And the shocking truth, Sherilyn, is most people don't know how to share their story well in a very concise, compelling fashion. So for you, I just appreciate you being one of those people that can share that with enthusiasm. So when did you realize, Sherilyn, that you actually had this salesmanship, this executive presence in you? Were you a kid at the time? Were you a young adult? Were you an adult? Like, when did you realize you had this gift?
So Christopher, thank you for asking. I actually, as a kid, I grew up in a very tight knit family with three siblings and my parents, of course, not three parents. And my father was a business owner. And I learned about hard work and trust and ingenuity and client service from working in his general contracting business when I was in elementary school. And I remember once we had installed a jacuzzi in the attic of a client's home. They wanted a master bedroom. And I was standing in the kitchen below with the wife, and my dad was upstairs, and he filled the tub with water and the ceiling cracked. And that's when I learned that good enough isn't. And so that's when I learned my work ethic, and I learned about mastery and improvement and not settling, and telling great stories is part of that. So that's a little bit about where I learned about sales. I was in elementary school.
See, Sherilyn, you're literally, I was going to say, one of the stories you should share as an executive is stories, specifically with your clients. And you just literally shared a story about when you were young, and I can visualize that literally. I'm like, as you're speaking, I'm like, oh, this is cool. So now tell us, now you had this gift as a young girl. When did you start realizing in the corporate world that it's one thing to be a young girl working with your father, but as you get into the corporate world, the bigger the company, the bigger the nuances. So what about from an executive standpoint, since you are a coach, do you primarily work with executives in Fortune 500 companies or more startups? Like, who are the types of people that you primarily work with?
So I primarily work with women of color in sales. I work with an organization. I'm also their coach and growth and head of education and growth for Sisters in Sales. If anybody wants to know about it, it's Sisters, S-I-S-T-A-S, in sales.com. And the reason why I do is my goal is very simple. You know, I have a lot of clients. I know one client in particular who she has been in sales for 13 years and she has just kept moving from company to company to company, lateral moves. And what happens is a lot of times women, especially women of color, black and brown women, we run into a lot of microaggressions, and it makes you angry and you get frustrated. So how do you get past that? How do you grow? How do you become an empathetic listener? How do you collaborate and become a critical thinker when you're angry and you can't do that? So what I do is I train and coach women of color in sales roles. I help them amplify their careers and in a growth mindset. And my approach is specifically curated to complement the unique experiences and the strengths of being a woman of color. So I do that. I also partner with major Fortune 500 companies and do coaching, sales coaching and sales training for their teams. So I do both. So that's a little bit about what I do and why I do it.
Yeah. And the thing about sales, it's like Warren Buffett once said that in business, cash is like air. You never think about it when it's there, but when it's not there, that's all you think about. And in business, if you have no sales, you have no air and you have no business. So in your case, what do you feel are some of the most basic fundamental skill sets that any business owner needs to understand about sales?
Well, Christopher, as the economy continues to recover right now from the pandemic, consumers, buyers, they expect more out of their salespeople. Think about anybody right now. Everybody has access to the internet. They're working from home. They're spending time researching. So anybody, before they buy anything, whether it's at work or at home, they are doing their research. So customers are smart. So I think there are five things that salespeople have to have, whether you're a business owner, an entrepreneur, you're a sidepreneur, or you're in sales, in order to empathetically connect with customers today in this current environment. And the first one is collaboration. And I use the acronym CARDS, so it's easy to remember, C-A-R-D-S. C is for collaboration. You have to be able to work with your clients and work with people. A is analyzing. You have to be a critical thinker. You have to be able to do a root cause analysis and be able to do solutioning. R is relationships. We talked a little bit about this. You have to build authentic relationships. You have to connect with people. You have to be able to influence. D is development. Just like I talked about, good enough isn't. You have to believe in constant, never-ending growth. Be open-minded to growth. And the final one is S, is you have to take a strategic approach to driving outcomes for your clients and building value. So again, I think in this economy, and given what's going on, it is what's in the cards for 2021 is what I say, and the cards are collaboration, analyzing relationships, development, and being strategic.
Love that, Sherilyn. What's one story you can share with us? Now, we literally have less than 90 days left for 2020. The oh my gosh, I gotta run to get toilet paper is over. And even though there is some anxiety still and some data and some fear, but 2021 is coming upon us. So are there any specific stories you can share with us in the Sisters in Sales that you can inspire us with for leading into 2021?
Absolutely. So I had a client who is a SDR, a sales development rep. She's cold calling, or like I used to say, smiling and dialing is what she's doing for her career. And she had not ever worked on LinkedIn. And she was struggling and was actually afraid to do that. And so I gave her a couple tips, and which I will share if I have a few minutes here. But what she did was, once she learned, she actually not only met her goals, but she exceeded her goals. And because she had learned how to be so successful on LinkedIn, her company asked her to present to the entire company on how to use LinkedIn. So now everybody in the company are using the skills and knowledge that she learned through one of my coaching sessions. And so she is up, will be moving forward. She will be getting promotions and she'll be moving forward in sales. And so I get really excited about telling that story, because even if you're just beginning in sales, you can learn. And do I have a couple minutes to share this quick tip?
For sure.
Okay, so what I tell people to do is, there are four things that you want to ask, especially right now where we are in the pandemic, because you want to ask your customers, either your current customers or new customers, or your customers' customers, what I call last, first, worst, best. What was their last experience like with whatever you're selling? So I had a client who's selling dental software. So call up somebody. What was the last experience you had during the pandemic when you went to the dentist? What was the first experience like when you went to the dentist during the pandemic? The next question is worst. What was the worst thing about this? And the last question is, what would the best what would be the best experience for you when you go to the dentist? And so this client of mine asked these questions and then started selling to the dentist on how to solve those four issues for clients. So my tip is use last, first, best, worst questions to understand what your clients or your customers' clients are struggling with, and that's what you want to solve for. And focus on it from what's been going on with this pandemic. That's what I would recommend.
Love it, Sherilyn. Thank you so much for your expert advice in such a concise fashion. How can our guests connect and stay in touch with you?
So a couple ways. One, you can reach me at masterfulselling.com. Through masterfulselling.com, you can click on a link there. You can see my blogs. You can also connect and do a free consultation with me. I do free both coaching and business consulting. And you can also find out more about Sisters in Sales at sistersinsales.com, sistersinsales.com. You can join our Slack community. You can join our membership. It is a group of over 2,500 women of color in sales who network, advance their careers, and just build a community. So as you can tell, I'm thrilled to be part of this community, and I'm just so honored and thankful that you had me on today, Christopher.
Sherilyn, thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christopherkai.com to learn more.